Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Yo. What's
up, man? 6:20. We get right to it because I'm sure you have a ton to talk about. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light. So you're never thirsty, ever. All right? Ever.
Take me off talk back. I can't hear
you. Oh, there we go. Perfect. Gotcha.
You big jerk.
You idiot. You big jerk. Anyway.
You big idiot. You moron. Let's talk about the game. There was a game last night, man. There was a football game. Oklahoma crushing Florida. Oh, my God.
Did they smoke them?
Oh, badly. Spencer Rattler threw a rattler. We used to say rattler in high school. That's why I'm saying that. Threw three touchdown passes, ran for another score. Ramondre Stevenson rushed for 186 yards, and number 8 Oklahoma beat 10th ranked SEC runner up Florida 55-20 last night in the Cotton Bowl. Back in the same NFL stadium where 11 days earlier they won their 6th consecutive Big 12 title. The Sooners, 9-2, jumped out to a 17-0 lead in the first 7 minutes. 55 points were the most scored ever at a bowl game at the Cotton Bowl, while piling up a Cotton Bowl record of 684 yards. So just a murdering last
night. Wait, how many yards?
Dude, 684. 684 yards.
That's a lot of yards, man.
God.
It's like almost 700 yards, man.
That's insane. I watched some of it last night. Like, in the beginning, it was kind of like Florida came back for a little bit, like a second.
Yeah.
And then I literally blinked. I, like, looked to the kitchen and looked back to the TV, and Oklahoma had scored, like, 3 touchdowns within that one look.
Jeez. Yeah, Oklahoma's pretty good. Gators have always been good, but that's a spanking right there.
Just a straight up spanking. Yep. So we got more games coming up, man. Tomorrow, you got 2 really big games. Notre Dame and Alabama, probably the most anticipated one here locally, since South Bend is right around the corner there. Mm-hmm. And then you got Clemson and why am I drawing a blank?
This is the best sports report ever.
Well, dude, here's the thing. They don't give us any prep, so I'm just kind of making this up as I go on.
Oh, so they're not even really playing? They're taking on Ohio State.
Ohio State, Jesus. Yeah.
See, you try and forget Ohio State. Of course you forget Ohio State because no one wants to remember anything from Ohio.
I forget about Ohio State because I just don't even pay attention because they're always winning.
Yeah. And you're kicking all of our asses. Yep.
I'm going to have to say definitely going for Clemson.
Yeah.
And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, as a Wolverine fan, I think I'm going to cheer for Notre Dame this time around.
You have
Alabama.
To.
They do. They win too many times. Yeah. They win too much. It's not fair. So once in a while, you got to lose. And you know what? I'm feeling the Irish this time around. So you'll never hear me say it again. But
for now, though, you know what's kind of like me when like the Bears or the Lions play a team I don't like. Yeah, uh-huh. I don't want those teams to win, but I'd rather see them win, one of our rivals, beat a team that, you know, I don't like, you know?
Yeah, usually I'm like, yeah, I cheer for the team that's in my conference, no matter what.
Yeah.
Even though Notre Dame's not in my conference. Get in a conference! I'll cheer for you more, but this time around, you're lucky. There you go. Come on, Irish. You can do it.
You can do it.
So that's just kind of a broad sports report this morning. I'll have more info and more stuff next hour.
Next hour. Yeah, I know there's some NFL games and everything like that. Last regular season week, I believe, before we get into the playoffs, isn't it? So, yeah, there's some make or break games. All right, we'll talk more about that next hour because we got to stretch it out. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude.
Good morning, 7:24. Brock Hunter. All right, we got to get to it. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light. So you can ring in the new year. You can watch your favorite sports team. You can just kick back and relax and enjoy a delicious Bud Light responsibly, of course. Mm-hmm. Check them out.
Let's just talk about some NCAA football, man. There was some played last night, the Cotton Bowl Classic. Number 7, Florida. Number 6, Oklahoma. It's just a murderous game last night. Oklahoma 55, Florida 20. It was a beating yesterday. It was the most yards ever accumulated in a bowl game or in the Cotton Bowl game, which was 685.
That's a few year or a few yards. That's a few yards.
That's a lot. That's a lot of yards, dude. Oh my God, it was kind of close at one point, like right in the beginning. But, man, like I said, I turned my head away 1 minute and looked back, and I was like, what? They scored 3 touchdowns?
Every game's close in the beginning. Everyone starts at 0.
Oh, yeah.
We almost had them. We had them up until the first minute of the game.
Kickoff. Until the kickoff, we were right there, man. More bowl games being played today. We have the Armed Forces Bowl, Tulsa, and is it Mississippi State?
No, yeah, Ohio State.
No, right. Today at noon. Arizona Bowl, Ball State going to be I'm not sure where they're playing, but it's going to be today at 2:00. San Jose State is who they're playing. West Virginia taking on Army in the Liberty Bowl today at 4:00. Tomorrow, Peach Bowl, Georgia, Cincinnati, noon tomorrow. What do you got in that one? Georgia and Cincinnati, they're number 9 and number 8. I'm going Georgia.
Cincinnati Bengals, I'm taking Georgia.
Nice. Even if it was, dude, honestly, I probably would
still take Georgia.
Tomorrow at 1, we have Auburn and Northwestern. I'm going to take, I think I'm going to go with Northwestern on that one.
I'll say Auburn. Not like it matters, but there you go.
Auburn.
Yeah.
I'm going to save the big two games for the last. Gator Bowl tomorrow at noon. Oh, I'm sorry. That's going to be Saturday. NC State, Kentucky. I'm going to take Kentucky in this one, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know why. But I just have a feeling. Anyway, let's just get to the big ones, man. Ohio State and Clemson tomorrow, 8:00, the big game at night. Number 3, Ohio State, taking on number 2, Clemson. It's going to be close, I think, but I'm going to go with Clemson here, Brock. I think I'm going to have to go with Clemson.
They're a tough team, man. They always have been.
Always have been, man. Yeah. If I put money on it, Ohio State always plays good, man. But I feel like Ohio State always plays good when they play like Michigan, your Big Ten teams. Once you get into, your Clemsons and Alabamas, it's just a different level of football.
For sure. For sure. I mean, they're always tough, but we'll see. And I just don't want Ohio State to win ever.
Yeah, so that's the way it goes. Man. And last but not least, Rose Bowl game tomorrow, 4 p.m., the Fighting Irish in Alabama, number 4, Notre Dame, number 1, Alabama, playing tomorrow. You know what, dude?
What?
I mean, it's bad. I don't know if I'd put money on it. I think Notre Dame's going to win this. I really do. I have no idea why, but Notre Dame shows up in big games.
It's God's
sometimes.
Team. It's God's team. You don't mess with God's team. Yeah.
It's going to be – it's a sunny day today. Yeah. God's shining down the light, and I think he's going to – He's cheering for his team, so.
You got the Pope over there speaking Latin, blessing the team, and they're set to go. Yeah. They're set to
go. The Pope is snapping the ball.
Oh, he's playing center tomorrow. Nice.
Yeah. I guess the other guy's out with COVID, so they called the Pope up. They're like, hey, could you bless this ball and this game?
No, the Pope's going to be playing quarterback, tossing up Hail Marys. Hey-oh!
Just bombing him in that white gown.
God, look at the arm on that Pope, man. Launching that ball.
Throwing it for 90 years.
He's so calm in the pocket.
He just floats in the pocket.
He's got his rosary in one hand, the ball in the other. He's just chucking Hail Marys. The Pope takes a snap. 3 steps back. Oh, he's being rushed. He scampers out of the hole. The Pope, he's on the 40, on the 30. The Pope, he's on the 20. He's on the 10. The Pope could go all the way.
All the way. Didn't even run. He was floating to the end zone.
No, he hopped into that car with the bubble on it, and they drove him down. You can't tackle the Pope when he's in the Pope-mobile, man. Can't do it.
You broke the Pope's knee. What are you doing?
He takes that hat off and just throws it. That's his touchdown dance.
So ridiculous.
Oh, my God. I would watch that. I would watch the Pope. Take a few snaps.
You know what he does? He takes a snap and then he splits the defense like the sea, you know?
Like Moses. Like Moses. No, instead of Gatorade, it's holy water. That's what he
does. No wonder they won. They got magic on the side, man. They're God's team. There you go. Go Fighting Irish tomorrow.
Starting this Saturday or Friday for the Fighting Irish, the Pope. I love it. All right, there is some NFL games coming. It's weird because it's Thursday. It feels like Friday, but we do have some big games coming up this week. And Vikings and Lions, I don't know if that really means anything. The Lions are out. I don't know if the Vikings have a chance. Let's see.
Scrimmage. It's basically a scrimmage.
Yeah, pretty much. Big game coming up, Packers and Bears. Now, if the Bears beat the Packers, they're in on a wild card. The Packers are good either way. They're just trying to get that, you know, first seed and make sure they get that bye and everything like that.
Dude, what if like Khalil Mack breaks Aaron Rodgers' femur in half or something? This
why
game,
would you say? Why would you say something so effing terrible, you son of a bitch? I'm feeling pretty good about the game. Just gone. Oh, I'd be so mad at you, you son of a bitch! You better not jinx them. And then I think there's one other game, too, for you Bears fans out there. I think if the Rams beat the – where is that? If the Rams beat the Cardinals and the Bears lose, the Bears still get the wild card seed. So they're all right there.
No, okay.
And then the Colts
take – telling me there's a chance.
There's still a chance, man. There's still a chance for the Bears. So we'll see what happens. But, all right, there you go. That's all I got. We should have ended with the Pope throwing Hail Marys, but I wanted to get that
out
there.
Amen. There's your sports report.
This is sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.